With Side Effects Public Media and WFYI, I'm Darian Benson. When someone has a substance use disorder, it can upend their lives, which also affects their loved ones. But family members of people with addiction may find it difficult to find support and talk about their experience because of stigma. Anne Buchholz is 70 years old and lives in Martinsville, Indiana. She says her adult daughter has struggled with an opioid addiction, on and off, for the past 12 years, and it has taken a toll on her own mental health.
We just were going in circles, and I was getting more and more depressed. You know, I mean, it was ruining my life, you know, and I was always in a panic. I never wanted to answer the phone, the whole bit, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Buchholz says she connected with Parents of Addicted Loved Ones, a support group for people like her. She says the group has helped her learn about her own misconceptions about addiction. Buchholz is part of Side Effects Public Media and WFYI's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.
Stigma plays a big role in how parents feel and how parents treat or, you know, see themselves. And, I mean, I've always, you know, I was always thinking, you know, I was a failure and, you know, my daughter's a failure. And there's all this stigma. No, I wasn't going to tell anybody at church about this. Like I say, I had a few friends that I could blow off steam and tell about, but, you know, when some of the friends would give me this horrible advice, you know, you just keep your mouth shut because, you know, there is a stigma. I mean, I could tell everybody I have a daughter addicted to heroin. I mean, how does that sound? What kind of mother am I? So I'm trying to get over that. You know, I wish it wasn't there because substance use disorder is a disorder or a disease just like diabetes is. I still remember I was at some conference a long time ago and they were talking about, you know, you're not a drug addict, you have substance use disorder. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's the most ridiculous, politically correct term I've ever heard in my life to describe somebody who's an addict. I mean, I just thought that was appalling. And I didn't believe that it was a disease. And that's what most people think. It's a flaw in you that, you know, you don't have the strength or the willpower to get over it. And I thought that way because that's how it's always been kind of portrayed or talked about, and that it's very shameful. People need to get, educated about how it is a disease and to not be so down on people that are using or alcoholics and such. And I think it's starting to change a little bit, you know, because just, I mean, it's somebody's mother or daughter, son, uncle, cousin, you know, it's somebody's kid. And so you really can't, look down on them because it's just somebody's kid with a disease. You don't look down on somebody that has diabetes or cancer. Through Parents of Addicted Loved Ones, we do provide hope. That's just made a big difference to me, having that hope that, you know, she will get better this time. She will be lead a productive life and everything. So that's all. It's that there is hope. I think that's the biggest thing about PAL. There is hope.
That's Anne Buchholz from Martinsville. This piece was produced by me, Darian Benson, as part of Side Effects Public Media's new series, Voices of Recovery and Hope.